Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Undecided voters in New Hampshire will have plenty of chances in the next few days to size up the Republicans vying for the White House. As they crisscross New Hampshire, the candidates are taking different approaches in their final pitches to voters ahead of the first-in-the-nation presidential primary in New Hampshire on Tuesday. WBUR's political reporter Fred Tice compares the candidates who came out on top in Iowa, Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum.
Mitt Romney's events are a reflection of him. They are meticulously planned. He has the best advance team on the campaign trail. They pay attention to every detail. At a Romney town hall meeting in Salem yesterday, there were camera platforms and a sophisticated lighting system. The sound system worked perfectly, as it always does. And Romney brought a big star, the man who beat him in New Hampshire 4 years ago, John McCain.
And I would argue that a person with the leadership skills, the proven service in public office, and an understanding of our economy and what it needs to get back on its feet, that this is the person we should send to the White House next January.
Romney struck one of the themes he often hits on the trail.
I really do think that what we are facing now is a question about the direction for the country, a question about the soul of America, and what kind of nation we are. And what kind of nation we're going to pass on to our kids.
In the crowd of about 200 people were Romney supporters who admire his business skills, his turnaround of the Salt Lake City Olympics, and his success in putting the Massachusetts health care plan in place, and who seem confident that he can win the primary. The polish of the Romney event stood in sharp contrast to the pell-mell affair for Rick Santorum. The restored railroad station in Northfield, next to the raging Winnipesaukee River north of Concord, was filled with people, but no camera platforms, no sound system, just more than an hour of give and take between Santorum and the crowd. They asked him about the economy, the budget, Social Security, and his values. Unlike Romney, Santorum sounded like the working class conservatives he's trying to appeal to. He talked about his Catholic upbringing.
I went to Catholic grade school. And that was part of my formation as, you know, the nuns, you know, beating my hands and doing all that. I still got some scars from the rulers.
Santorum was asked about his influences, talked about his immigrant grandfather, you could hear him connecting with the crowd, and he didn't sound like he had to try.
He was just a big, strong man, and smoked everything all day long. Oh, my God. Pipes, cigars, cigarettes. I mean, had his whiskey in the morning with his coffee. I mean, he was just a whole different breed of cat.
It's the kind of straight talk New Hampshire voters loved about John McCain. Santorum answered their questions directly and in detail, and sometimes would ask them rhetorical questions, like a teacher. Some of the voters at the event already liked the evangelical candidate and shared his values. Sarah Smith homeschools her three youngest children.
Abby, Evan, Noah.
So it was a good field trip for them. Smith says she was going to support Santorum all along, but had to see him in order to be sure of one thing.
I didn't know if he'd be able to stand up to Obama, and I believe now that with the support in Iowa that he definitely can, and I think that he'll gain a lot of support through that.
Smith says voting for Santorum is now mission one. He needs that help. He's moving up in the polls in New Hampshire, but he's still way behind Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.